It is 7:35. Good morning. You're listening to Morning Edition on 89.5 KWGS. The healthcare ruling. This morning we have reaction from two professionals, one in the healthcare industry, the other in law.
It's the answer everyone's been waiting for, and yet it seems to have created more questions than it cleared up.
My initial reaction was, this seems so clear-cut and not gray, and then the more I listened, the more gray it got.
That's Dr. David Kendrick, a local physician with My Health Access Network. He says fueling uncertainty are decisions that the Oklahoma legislature will have to tackle as a result of the ruling. Here's what is certain, though. That part of the law that some call a mandate, where you have to buy insurance or pay a fine, that stands. The court ruled that the fine functions like a tax. So even though the federal government can't force you to buy something, it can tax you for not buying something. Experts point out that the ruling also upholds some of the other provisions in the law.
It's nice to know, I think, from the perspective of most of my patients, that kids can have coverage until they're 26, that the pre-existing conditions issue has been taken care of and will remain taken care of.
University of Tulsa College of Law professor Gary Allison also points out these benefits. Plus,
and now we at least give people an opportunity to be able to possibly buy insurance at a much lower level through exchanges, even if they have to pay for it entirely themselves. If they're low income, have an opportunity to have subsidized purchasing. We're going to get much more people covered that way.
Still, both experts point out two main questions that remain. One has to do with Medicaid. The court ruled that, yes, the federal government can provide extra funding to states to expand Medicaid coverage, but it can't withdraw all of a state's federal Medicaid funding if the state decides not to undertake an expansion of Medicaid. Gary Allison explains what this means.
Each state will have to decide for itself whether to comply. What the decision they'll be making is, we will accept the money. This is a money offer. You're giving us money to expand. Now, the federal government's not covering all of it. It's only a certain portion of it, and the states have to decide for themselves whether the deal is worth it.
Whether Oklahoma takes the deal and how the state will ensure coverage for those with lower incomes? Well, that's one question the legislature will have to tackle. The other arises because Oklahoma, when it had the opportunity to receive federal money to create the medical exchange by which residents get coverage, refused. Kendrick says that's basically because the legislature assumed the Affordable Care Act would be overturned.
I guess in a way we kind of placed a bet as a state, and that bet, at least for the moment, has proven to be wrong based on the way the Supreme Court ruling came out, and we're going to have to move quickly to make sure that we can comply.
The medical exchange must be in place by 2014. Gary Allison is skeptical that Oklahoma will address these questions adequately.
What I expect out of Oklahoma City is to not expand Medicaid coverage and leave low-income people in this state in the lurch, and to throw together some kind of least cost makeshift exchange that won't be nearly as effective.
Kendrick is more optimistic. He cites grassroots efforts at addressing Oklahoma's healthcare inadequacies as hopeful signs. In any case,
my hope is that we recognize that there's an opportunity in whichever direction this decision went to sit down and actually get the work done now.
I'm Catherine Roberts, KWGS News.
7:39 now, traffic and weather in 10 minutes. This is Morning Edition on 89.5 KWGS.